This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 1/3 of the U.S. population has had a stroke and doesn't even know it. Apparently, according to new research, 35% of Americans have experienced symptoms of a stroke, yet only 3% get immediate medical attention. This is frightening. They say most adults who had at least one sign of a quote-unquote mini-stroke, which is a temporary blockage known as a transient ischemic attack, which he talked about on the show, they either waited or rested until symptoms, and they didn't call 911 right away. This is according to research from the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. Obviously, if you ignore any signs of a stroke that can be deadly, it's dumb, people. All right, that's very, very bad. So, people are hesitating. Why are they hesitating? What are signs of a stroke? Well, it could be a severe headache. It could be issues with your vision. It could be issues with your speech. We have trouble talking. It could be issues with numbness or tingling. One sign of a stroke is garbled texting. All right, you know, you may think that your loved one butt-dialed you, or, you know, you get these strange texts. And you're like, well, that's really, really odd. You know, and if he said, no, I texted you earlier today, did you get it? And you're like, but it made no sense. That could be a sign of a stroke. So according to ASA, American Stroke Association Chair Dr. Mitch Elkind said ignoring any stroke sign could be a deadly mistake. Only a formal medical diagnosis with brain imaging can determine whether you're having a TIA or a stroke. If you are someone you know experiences a stroke warning sign that comes on suddenly, even if it goes away, you got to call 911 because we have got to institute therapy. If you are having a clot or an ischemic stroke, we have to institute that under 4.5 hours. So two types of stroke. We've talked about this on the show many times. You got the ischemic stroke and you got the hemorrhagic stroke. An ischemic stroke is when you lose blood flow to the brain. It's kind of like a heart attack of the brain. Okay, so you get a clot. It ends up blocking blood flow. People who experience this many times, you can't really tell exactly what type of stroke, depending on whether somebody has a bleed or an ischemic stroke, but about, I think, 87% of the strokes are of this nature. And the speed at which we need to get you to the hospital so that we can break up that clot is paramount. Sometimes they may even need to go in there and remove the clot. Then, TIA is a transient ischemic attack, which may precede 15% of strokes. We used to talk about, well, transient ischemic attacks, they're benign if the symptoms only last an hour or you have complete resolution within 24 hours. They did away with the timing now. Okay? They don't mess around with the timing of it. A transient ischemic attack is where you get these symptoms that seem to go away, but what we forget is that could be a precursor to a real stroke. I've never blown off a TIA. Somebody has a first-time TIA, I usually admit them. And I want them in the hospital to be watched and evaluated and find out what is putting them at risk for a stroke. Is it their high blood pressure? Is it that they smoke? Is it that they're on estrogen or hormones? Is it that they have something called atrial fibrillation? Atrial fibrillation, we've talked about on the show, is when the electricity of the heart doesn't beat regularly, such that you end up not having a ba-boom, ba-boom with your heart, but a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And so the heart doesn't have a good pump. You end up having blood that sits there and coagulates, and that can make a clot. So we need to evaluate and, you know, see what's going on. Now, the American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST. We've talked about this on the show many times. FAST, to remember the common stroke signs. So F is for face drooping, A is for arm weakness, S is for speech difficulty, and then T means time to call 911. Now, let's say somebody's acting confused. Now, I can't tell you how many times grandma or grandpa, you know, sits there. You tell them something. They're like, what? Huh? I don't get it. Huh? And you're like, oh, man, you're just old. No, that could be a sign of a stroke if they usually would get something. If you're talking to them and they just don't seem like they're getting it, that could be a stroke. See how scary that is? If they have trouble speaking or understanding, if they have numbness or weakness of the face, arm, leg, vision loss to one or both eyes, if they're having trouble walking, if they're dizzy, if they're not coordinated, having balance issues, and like I said before, an unexplained severe headache. Now, the most common symptom, when they surveyed more than 2,000 adults who had signs of stroke, the most common symptom was a sudden severe headache. But 1 in 5 people experienced this. So that means 4 in 5 had other symptoms. Researchers know that 77% of those polled were not familiar with TIA. More than half of the participants said they would dial 911 if they thought they or someone else had symptoms of a TIA, but only 3% of those who did actually made the call. And I understand that. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. Nobody wants to spend thousands of dollars, right? Nobody wants to sit there and be poked and prodded, right? People think if you go to the hospital, you get sicker. It's a very common thought. But what you don't understand is when bad things happen, you have to go. And, you know, this is what I really recommend to everybody. Okay? You know how we do fire drills? You guys do need to have medical drills. Okay? And maybe you don't have to act it out, and maybe you don't have to get into a line, and maybe you don't have to, ring a bell. But, you know, I taught my kids that if anybody falls, and, you know, you don't have access to a phone, find the phone on the victim and call 911. Okay? Make sure they're lying down flat, loosen any clothing, start administering CPR. These are things families need to know. And the other thing everybody needs to know is everybody has to, you know, be prepared that if you have any issues, such as stroke symptoms or heart attack symptoms, you call 911. All right? You know, this is what you do. This is the hospital you're going to go to. Here's your insurance card. Here's your medication list. Okay? Once people have a plan and they know exactly what's going on and what the process is, it's easier. You know, my husband, when he was having a gallbladder attack, he was freaking out that he would have to go to the hospital. But once I had everything organized, the hospital knew he was coming, I knew exactly where we would go, insurance was fine, he's like, all right, you can take me. Okay, just have everything already in place. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they're saying that if you are on a gluten-free diet and you have no medical reason to be, that could actually affect your health. Right? They say gluten-free diets have obviously become very, very popular, and I haven't minded it. Right? I kind of thought it was a little ridiculous that people go out of their way to eat gluten-free, but I like the premise because the less carbs you eat, the better it is for you. Right? But gluten-free diets are supposed to be for people that have celiac disease. Celiac disease is very rare. It's when somebody is allergic to the protein gluten that is in wheat. Gluten is a protein in wheat. And so people that have an allergy or an intolerance to it, right, and become pretty ill, have to be on gluten-free diets. Instead, you have everybody gluten-free now these days. So the big concern that study leaders and you know medical experts have is if you are going to be cutting out gluten-free, you're not going to be eating heart-healthy whole grains. You're not going to be taking in enough fiber. Apparently, this study was over 25 years. According to Dr. Andrew Chan, for the vast majority of people who could tolerate it, restricting gluten to improve your overall health is likely not to be a beneficial strategy. Again, to review, gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. People with celiac disease, only about 1% of the population have an immune system reaction when they eat gluten. This triggers inflammation. It triggers intestinal damage. Also, they have an increased risk of heart disease. So you could have an increased risk of heart disease being a patient with celiac disease. And that could be secondary to either the inflammation or the fact that you can't get heart-healthy grains. Now, if you eat a gluten-free diet, it seems to start decreasing the risk of heart disease for those who have celiac disease. Now, researchers have reported that some people may have non-celiac gluten sensitivity, and that's a condition that has not been totally understood. And that's something I've suspected I've had, where for some reason, no matter what I eat, I get bloated. And so maybe there is something going on. There is an intolerance to gluten that many of us have. A lot of people feel bloated when they eat carbs. When they cut back on carbs, they feel great. Well, is it because of the sugar or is it because of the gluten? We don't know. So it could be a non-celiac gluten sensitivity. But again, don't, you know, go so carb-free that you're not taking in your fiber. So according to Dr. Chan, I don't want to dismiss the fact that there are people who have the sensitivity. He's from Harvard Medical School. But the rest of the population should not think that going gluten-free will help with their health. So for his study, Dr. Chan and colleagues analyzed data of nearly 65,000 women and more than 45,000 men, all U.S. health professionals with a history of heart disease, when the study started. The study participants completed a detailed food questionnaire beginning in 1986 and updated it every 4 years until 2010. So the researchers looked at gluten intake, dividing participants into five groups from low to high, then calculated how likely they were to develop heart disease over, you know, the 26 years. And when the researchers compared the highest intake gluten group with the lowest, the rates of heart disease were not very different. But those who restricted it, that ate a diet low in fiber-rich whole grains, okay, had more issues. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, it means, you know, be really careful with these fads. Okay, this is a huge fad right now. I think Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, recommends going gluten-free. And, you know, people like these fads. I don't know if this all starts in California. California always has these real, real cool menus. And, you know, they really have a lot of options for people that are pescatarians and omni-vegetarians and dinosauritarians and all these sort of tarian things. And so gluten-free shops and gluten-free menus are starting to become pretty popular. But we're talking about less than 1% of the population need gluten-free. But if it helps your symptoms and you like it, great. Just make sure you're getting some sort of heart-healthy grains into you. Dr. Ravi Dave is a cardiologist and professor of medicine at UCLA. He says eating gluten-free is a big fad right now. There's a hype about gluten products causing inflammation that could cause diabetes, heart disease, dementia, and a lot of things. But this new study is inconclusive. We should not recommend people who don't have gluten sensitivity to go gluten-free. All right, so you guys understand that? Just, you know, balanced diet, okay? Now, speaking of balanced diet, our American kids, they found in this study that children in America can go days without eating any green vegetables. And they rely sometimes on French fries as their only source of vegetables. Now, some people say, well, wait a second, okay, French fry is a potato, but it's still a starch. 90% of kids use potatoes as their only constant vegetable. Also, there's a in the same study, they found that more than half of babies aren't getting any breast milk. So these figures came from the journal Pediatrics, and it kind of tells us that we need to get our act together. We've been talking about what Donald Trump wants to do to kind of scale back what is going on with these school meals. Apparently, the kids aren't eating the school meals, okay? When the changes first occurred under Michelle Obama's kind of, you know, get moving campaign, which, you know, made a lot of sense, you know, in terms of, you know, it's a great thing for a first lady to do. You know, she'd get out there, she'd get active. She was pretty athletic, and it was really, you know, it was very encouraging for kids. It's just people did not like the diets, and the salt restrictions and the fat restrictions on the school lunches ended up causing a lot of students to just throw their food out. So schools, from what I'm understanding, are asking the Trump administration to do something to ease up on the guidelines because the kids aren't eating. And a kid that doesn't eat doesn't really do well in their classes. All right, but what's going on here where kids at home aren't even eating the vegetables? And this is stupid. According to the study author Gandharvanka Miles, a public health researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, she says, we knew from previous studies that more work was needed to improve feeding habits in this age group, and we observed many of the same trends. A substantial portion of American infants are not breastfed, vegetable consumption is lower than desired, and a consumption of sweetened beverages and sugary snacks is prevalent. Well, we all knew that. They looked at the years from 2005 to 2008, then again from 2009 to 2012. They surveyed parents about infant and toddler eating habits, and they compared data of 2,300 people, and they found that toddlers are more likely to eat French fries and green vegetables. And the consumption of green veggies fell by half during the study to only 8% of toddlers by the end of the study. And I've told you guys what we need to do. Kids don't get to eat the rest of their meal until they eat their little bag of carrots or their little bag of celery or their little bag of broccoli. That's how we need to do it in the schools. Before kids go into the lunch line, everybody gets their vegetable and celery snack. After they eat it, then they get to get their main meal. Now, I understand that could cause a lot of issues going, you're not feeding our kids. You're not, you know, I mean, unless the kid has a major allergy to a vegetable, why can't the kid do that? And I don't want to say we need to force these kids, but that's the first part of their meal. After they finish their first part of the meal, they could go and get a second part of their meal. Or we could just start trying to have salad bars, okay? With maybe only two of the days a meat entree. But on that salad bar, a lot of yummy stuff. And, you know, it just, I think kids think they have a choice in what they eat. And we need to approach nutrition, even as adults, as you got to get your greens. You know, we could say, oh, you need 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. Nobody really lives by that. But you just have to tell yourself, look, I can't sit down and eat unless I eat this broccoli. After I eat my broccoli, then I could enjoy the other food. But I have to get my broccoli in. You know, one thing that used to work with Weight Watchers is to tell you to drink a glass of water before you ate your meal. So some people still do that. Before they even order, they'll drink their glass of water, they'll wait 15, 20 minutes, and then they'll look at the menu because they'll be less hungry. So, you know, sometimes that's how we have to do things. That's how the body, you just have to tell the body. You can't go to bed without brushing your teeth. Oh, you're forcing a child to stay awake, and you're not allowing that child to fall asleep, forcing them to stand by a sink and brush their teeth for 2.5 to 5 minutes? Yeah, that's what you have to do. They got to get into the habit. True, when they're in college, they may half-assed it, but, you know. So, as a kid, we're supposed to be teaching them good habits. So, we got a problem. In terms of breastfeeding, I think a big issue is mom's work. It's really hard to breastfeed. You know, we don't have enough maternity leave. We got to get back to work. I went back to work after my second kid for, you know, 3 days. Yeah, I brought the kid to work so I could breastfeed him at work, but you don't make enough milk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being warned of another tick-borne virus that could come to us this spring and summer called Powassan virus. And it is a potentially life-threatening virus that is also carried by ticks, such as the deer tick that transmits Lyme disease. They say over the past decade, 75 cases have been reported in the northeastern states of the Great Lakes region, according to the CDC. They say no one can say how many infections will occur this year. Warmer winters have led to an increased tick population, so experts predict rising tick-borne infections of many types, not only Lyme disease, but now this Powassan. Powassan. They say everyone's at risk. Newborns, 20-year-olds, middle-aged, everybody, according to CNN. Anyone bitten by an infected tick can get it, according to Dr. Jennifer Lyons, chief of the Division of Neurological Infections and Inflammatory Diseases at Brigham and Hospital Women's in Boston. They say infections are most likely during the late spring, early summer, and mid-fall, and that's when ticks are the most active. It blows my mind with these ticks. It blows my mind because, you know, you cover up, and then they're like under your clothes. It's like they knew how to crawl up and under. And then they just sit there and feed on you. You don't even feel them. Yeah, they're very, very smart. You know, they're sitting there and feeding and sucking up your blood, and you don't even know that they're there until you take off your clothes and you're like, oh my gosh. They say about 15% of patients who are infected and have symptoms are not going to survive, according to Dr. Lyons. She's an assistant professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School. Of the survivors, at least 50% will have long-term neurological damage that is not going to resolve. She says, although most infected people never show symptoms, those who do become sick do so a few days to about a week after the tick bite. Most common symptoms will be like fever, headache. You kind of feel like a flu, muscle aches, pains. You may even have a little rash on your skin. But the big thing is fever and headaches. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that's kind of like the flu, right? You get fever, you got headaches. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like the flu. So if you feel like you're getting the flu end of spring, early summer, when it's not flu season, think that could be an issue. No vaccines, no treatments, all right? Unfortunately, how it could kill is if it does go serious, you start to get serious. It could mess with your consciousness. It could mess with the way you think. It could cause seizures. It could even prevent you from breathing on your own. They say there are some experimental therapies that they try when somebody comes in. But right now, usually what they do is symptomatic treatment. Well, they'll give you IV fluids. They'll try some antiviral medications. Sometimes they'll even try steroids. Scientists believe that Powassan is on the rise based on studies that have identified it in an increasing number of infection in deer. So apparently it affects deer as well. Hence, deer tick. Tick bites the deer, then it bites you. So more and more deer are being infected, and Lyme is also increasing in numbers. There was a survey or a report, and it said 19% of deer ticks received and tested by the Connecticut Agriculture Experiment Station in 2012 were found to be infected with Lyme disease. 29% of the deer ticks tested positive for the virus in 2016, of the virus, the Powassan. So, all right, we got a tough season ahead. Right now, from what we're understanding, when it comes to Lyme disease, there are 30,000 confirmed cases of Lyme disease each year across the United States. And for those that don't go to the doctor, so unconfirmed cases, they think 300,000 of us get exposed to Lyme disease every year. 300,000. Historically, in the winter, the station doesn't receive many ticks for testing, he said. One or two a month, maybe five at most. I don't know how you do that. Do you stand there and wait for a tick to come? I don't know how that works. But they say since April 1, we've received nearly 1,000 ticks. So this greater abundance comes as a result of two consecutive warm winters. So the insects were able to survive, and the springs have gone longer, as are the summers. 38% of those ticks that came by their area were tested positive for Lyme disease, had tested positive. And they said in one day, 50% of them were infected. So you need to prevent getting, Powassan or Lyme or anything. By the way, Powassan, I guess that was first discovered in Ontario in 1958. A kid had come down with an encephalitis, this infection of the brain. And this never-seen-before virus was identified. And so scientists called it Powassan after the town where the child lived. This is in 1958. Then only a couple of cases were seen each year from the 1950s to the 2000s. Then all of a sudden after the 2000s, it really started to rise in the U.S. Dr. Dan Pastula, an assistant professor of neurology medicine and epidemiology, said three ticks now carry this Powassan. The Ixodes cookie, Ixodes marxi, and Ixodes scapularis. And this Ixodes scapularis, it likes to bite humans the most. Remember that, because humans have scapula. So deer tick, which is the Ixodes scapularis, also can bite mice. And so they think maybe, the virus may enter different cycles between ticks and then go into the rodents. then the rodents are up in the Great Lakes and the Northeast, etc., and then humans just somehow get exposed to the rodent or the tick. So, again, you know, the big thing is you got to avoid getting ticks. So you got to avoid the high brushy areas when you're in the woods. You got to wear long sleeves. You got to wear pants. You got to use insect repellent. You have to do tick checks after being outdoors. They say it has to be an insect repellent that is shown to work. Okay? Usually we recommend DEET or Bicardin. IR3535 also are recommended ones, according to the EPA and CDC. And again, if you don't get bit by a tick, you're probably fine with the Powassan. But this is something that we're going to watch for this year, just like where we are. We're going to be on, you know, on guard, looking for, see what happens with Zika. By no means are we out of the woods when it comes to Zika. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, cholesterol medication, okay? There is now another debate on whether we really need to lower cholesterol that much. They say cholesterol levels and saturated fat in the diet may not play as big a role in heart disease as previously thought. Now, not all experts agree on this, but in this one editorial, the authors argue that the public health message for preventing and treating heart disease should move away from its focus of monitoring a person's cholesterol levels and saturated fat, but more on reducing inflammation of the body. Now, this was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. The authors, which are three cardiologists from England, Switzerland, and the United States, also argue that the emphasis on reducing cholesterol levels in the blood through diet and medication have been misguided. They say the importance of blood cholesterol in a person's risk of heart disease has been overstated. Now, remember I told you guys that my father's cholesterol was only a little bit high. Boom, dropped dead of a heart attack. Luckily, my aunt is still alive, but her cholesterol way higher. I've seen people whose cholesterol was like 500. They don't get the heart attack. So, you know, is cholesterol always the culprit? Well, no. We've talked about that. There could be issue with the endothelium or the lining of the coronary artery. There could be issues with the heart. There could be issues with the vascularization. There's a variety of things. All right? If somebody's diabetic, you know, they're more prone to heart disease. But, you know, for some people, it's not just all about cholesterol and a number. So the editorial argued that saturated fat in the diet may not be the culprit of heart disease. We need to maybe look at the inflammation. Now, certain things are inflammatory. We know that. I think a big, nasty cholesterol plaque in the heart, in a coronary artery, is inflammatory. I'm inflamed just talking about it. But, you know, what other things could be inflammatory? Well, stress increases inflammation. Uric acid. For those people that suffer from gout, uric acid could be inflammatory. So, you know, what about dental issues, right? Having periodontal disease. That could be inflammatory. Chronic infection could be inflammatory. You know, maybe when a diabetic gets frequent colds and sickness, maybe that's why heart attacks are more likely to happen, because they're frequently sick. We talked about flu could raise heart risk. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the internet has been a-buzzing because of some of the news between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's breakup. And apparently the star has given his first interview since they decided to file for divorce back in September of 2016. And Brad Pitt blames himself for much of it, which is very interesting. Apparently, Angelina Jolie, I believe, was the one that initially filed for divorce following an altercation, allegedly, on a private jet between Brad Pitt. And I know, Dr. Pitt. No, I have never wanted to marry Brad Pitt. No. Michael Fassbender, maybe, but not Brad Pitt. But apparently there was an issue between Brad and their 15-year-old son, Maddox. So now in his first interview since the separation, he reveals he is, I guess, in therapy. He has been, the family has been, quote, ripped apart. He said, I hit the lottery, and I still would waste my time on those hollow pursuits. Apparently he admits that his, quote, professional drinking helped rip apart his family. He said, I could drink a Russian under the table with his own vodka. He lost a lot of weight. He still looks good. He's so handsome. He lost a lot of weight. He told the GQ Style magazine that the split was, quote, self-inflicted. And when asked if the last few months had felt like he was grieving a death, he said, yeah. Remember, Brad Pitt was in Fight Club and, oh my gosh, the Mexican, the, Ocean's 11. I mean, he's, if you don't know Brad Pitt by now, yeah, not a lot of this is going to make sense. But, you know, a lot of people gave Angelina Jolie a hard time because, remember, Brad Pitt was married to Jennifer Aniston. And this was kind of like Hollywood Camelot. And all of a sudden, Brad Pitt, you know, works on a movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, with Angelina Jolie. Right? Rumors start to surface. Even I kind of picked up on a picture with them. I go, wait a second here. How do these two not get together? They're probably two of the most beautiful women, people, in Hollywood. And, you know, how do they just, you know, do a movie like this without hooking up? Well, apparently they did hook up. And he leaves Jennifer Aniston, and they later combine forces, start adopting kids, and later get married. And so he said, I was boozing too much. It just became a problem. And I'm really happy it's been half a year now, which is bittersweet. But I got my fingertips, feelings in my fingertips again. He says, I mean, we have a winery. I enjoy wine very, very much. But I just ran it to the ground. I had to step away for a minute. He said, but me personally, I can't remember a day since I got out of college when I wasn't boozing or had a spliff or something. I mean, I stopped everything except boozing when I started my family. But even this last year, things I wasn't dealing with. So now he says he's been in therapy. He says, I just started therapy. I love it. I love it. I went through two therapists to get the right one. And he will drink cranberry juice and, quote, fizzy water. I've got the cleanest urinary tract in all of L.A. So, because he got kids involved, good for him for getting therapy. And, many people never wanted to see them, you know, laugh and have him go back to Jennifer Aniston. Personally, I don't care anymore. I just don't want the kids, right, to have to deal with a pretty nasty breakup. But it sounds like they're trying to keep it as amicable as possible. So it was, you know, good for him for coming out into the open and talking about it. It's a shame. You know, you and I sit here and go, wait a second. You have somebody like Brad Pitt, who practically has everything at his disposal. He has such a blessed life. And he has to drink himself to the ground? Are you kidding me? And we see this a lot. That's what really drives me crazy. You see people that have, like, these rock stars or these musicians. You're like, you have the life that we have all dreamed about. Now, if you ask any of them, they're like, well, no, don't dream for this life. It's very tough. And you're like, oh, boo-hoo. You know, they always have to look a certain way. They have to keep their weight a certain way. They're always being watched. They never have privacy. Their kids are always being watched. Everybody's trying to take pictures. It can be very stressful. But, you know, to the point where somebody has to drink or somebody has to do drugs, you know, it's very hard for us to garner a lot of sympathy. You know, when these people are making millions, they have how many houses, they have access to the best health care, and they get to fly around the world. But commendable that he got himself treated. I'm still a huge fan of his acting abilities. And, maybe he's not the greatest husband, maybe he's not the greatest father, but everybody's allowed to, make mistakes and, get another chance. So, good for him. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of alcohol, in Great Britain, apparently admissions for alcohol-related illnesses increased by 22% in the last decade. So, 339,000 hospital admissions occurred last year in Great Britain. Patients had liver damage, high blood pressure, strokes, and even cancer was attributed to alcohol. They say the number of patients admitted to the hospital had jumped pretty exponentially. And there were unintentional injuries, road accidents, falls, poisonings, etc. Those became the second biggest cause of hospital assistance. They say men, known to be the heaviest drinking gender in adults, were responsible for two-thirds of all the cases. And the actual number of alcohol-related hospital admissions across Great Britain was estimated to be 1.1 million. Of course, in America, you can at least quadruple or quintuple that. And, you know, we talk about narcotics. We talk about legalizing marijuana. You know, we still have alcohol issues. We've kind of dealt with the alcohol issues for a while. We still have DUIs. We still have pedestrians. Gosh, in my neck of the woods, we have pedestrians that are getting killed by stepping off the curb or getting killed by a driver. We don't know if the driver's at fault. We don't know if the pedestrian's at fault. You know, but, you know, many times we assume alcohol's involved. And alcohol, it's cheaper. It's easy to access. And it gives people a buzz. Yeah, it doesn't taste good. When are we going to finally admit it? It tastes like crap. You know, I have a bottle of Crown Royal at home. I don't like to drink it because it tastes bad. Whiskey tastes bad. These things don't taste very good. Why do you think we keep putting soda pop in it and, you know, lemonade and, you know, apple teas and things like that? Because we don't even like the taste. Do you really like the taste of vodka? No. But people do it because they want to get a buzz. They want to, you know, I get it. But the problem, the reason why this is news, is because in Great Britain, they're having some major, major issues with their A&E or their emergency rooms, their accident emergency centers. And they're having major issues in terms of triaging what they have in terms of medical resources. And so when you have, in just 1 year alone, almost 400,000 hospital admissions related to alcohol, that's a problem. And so we need to watch very closely what's happening across the pond. Because we want to mimic, I don't want to say we, but you have half the country that wants our healthcare system to mimic what they have in Europe. And are you kidding me? Okay, Europe is having major issues, especially the NHS in England. Especially them. So, you know, when you have overcrowded emergency rooms, you don't have enough doctors that want to work, you have doctors thinking they're underpaid, you don't have enough facilities, you have an aging population, you don't have enough people putting money into the healthcare system, you only have half of the country paying taxes. I'm not talking about America, that's England. That's a problem. So, cut back on the alcohol. If you think you have a problem, and you're like, well, I don't know if I do. If you're a woman and you drink more than one drink a night, you're already going into quote-unquote moderate alcohol use. If you're a man and you drink more than two drinks a night, hence two and a half or three, you could be on your way to alcoholism. That's considered moderate alcohol use. If you don't drink at all during the week, but you binge drink on the weekend, drinking more than four or five drinks, right, as a woman, or I should say four drinks as a woman, five in one setting within 2 hours, that's a problem. So I think a lot of us underestimate how much alcohol we drink. We're like, nah, we're good. No, we're not good. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's.
Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.